I'm going to do a brief introduction before we get started on our next presentation, Crossover Creators. Immediately to my left here is Andrea Perez. She's a partner at Carrington, Coleman, Sloman, and Blumenthal in Dallas and chairs the firm's art and entertainment law section. Her practice focuses on the areas of art law, entertainment law, intellectual property, and corporate law. And her clients include artists, musicians, collectors, museums, nonprofit organizations, galleries, and other professionals in the art and entertainment spaces. She also acts as a consultant for their law firms with art law and entertainment law related matters. Outside of the firm, Andrea is a lecturer at SMU, teaching international law and the arts as part of her international master's degree program with universities in Montreal, Milan, Bogota, and Beijing. She currently sits on the board of TALA, serves as past chair of the Dallas Bar Association Entertainment Art and Sports Law Section, serves as VP for the Cedars Union Art Incubator, and contributes her mentorship skills to many young attorneys interested in practicing art and entertainment law. And we also have with us today Polina Ivko. Polina is an art and entertainment attorney known for her seamlessly blending her legal expertise with a vibrant passion for the arts at Adwar Ivko. Her typical day mirrors the multifaceted nature of her expertise and ability to juggle the industry crossover needs. She begins her day litigating for groundbreaking talent, companies, and even foreign countries, continues by drafting pivotal contracts for deals of all calibers, and concludes by strategizing collaboration and acquisition plans with clients, film deals, song productions, and more. She comes from Ukraine and now a New York transplant. Polina has earned a long list of recognitions, such as being shortlisted for Partner of the Year by the Luxury Law Alliance, showcasing her alongside prominent attorneys from Big Law. Her own practice garnered a nomination for Independent Law Firm of the Year. Her lifelong dedication to art and entertainment has also resulted in recognition as one of the top entertainment lawyers by Super Lawyers since 2021. Additionally, she's heralded a rising voice of entertainment and sports law by the American Bar Association in 2020. She has a very lengthy bio here with lots of additional impressive things to mention, but I will let you read those in the materials, and I'll turn it over to you two.
Hi, everyone. How are you all doing? How many attorneys do we have in here that are volunteers for TALA, by the way, Texas Accountants and Lawyers for the Arts?
Yay, thank you.
So I'm super excited to be on this panel with Polina. We are great friends, so we hope to have some fun today and discuss crossover artists who are sort of in one medium and now crossing over into something different and navigating the legal issues, but the practical issues too as well with that, and hopefully we'll have some fun today. So,
yes, it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. So
war stories.
Yeah. So what kind of crossover work are you working on right now?
Well, as we were preparing with Andrea for this panel, we were discussing how to best approach it, and I think we can both agree that this could probably be a law school class. I think in some law schools this has become a class, but perhaps today we will focus on assembling the group for your client that is required to have a successful crossover, and then we'll probably get into some details on do's and don'ts from the legal perspective. I've been recently working with a number of clients on a variety of crossover matters. For example, there's an actress in Hollywood who has recently retained me because she has a perfume company now and needs advice with respect to that. I've also worked with visual artists like Hiroshi Sugimoto many, many years now, where we've done a lot of collaborations on his behalf with Diptyque, with Ballet and Opera House in Paris, among many other things that I'll discuss a little bit later today as we go over the do's and don'ts. I've also advised companies who work with talent who is crossing over into another industry or who's doing a collaboration and what that looks like from a perspective not only creator, but also when you are negotiating on behalf of a startup or even a big established company. Andrea, what about you?
So I've been doing a lot of interesting, in Dallas, I'm not sure if many of you are aware, but there's a very large voice acting community. So I've been working with a couple voice actors who are fairly well known, but are now branching into, one's branching into full-time musician, professional musician, and I have another who is now doing the flip side. He's always been the voice actor and is now on the production side. And so navigating that, because he's only been the one receiving a contract, not the one actually providing the contract. And so navigating through that.